This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India has given a befitting reply to Pakistan by destroying terrorists' hideouts under Operation Sindoor. He stated that the government had given the armed forces free hand to act, enabling all three services to execute a tactical entrapment that compelled Pakistan to kneel down. The Prime Minister stressed that Pakistan can never win a direct war with India, and that is why it is involved in proxy war by promoting terrorism. Mr. Modi said this while addressing a public rally in Bikaner, Rajasthan.
मैं देशवासियों से कहता हूं जो सिंदूर मिटाने निकले थे उन्हें मिट्टी में मिलाया है जो हिंदुस्तान का लहू बहाते थे आज कतरे कतरे का हिसाब चुकाया है जो सोचते थे भारत चुप रहेगा आज वो घरों में डूब डूब के पड़े हैं अपने हथियारों पर घमंड करते थे जो अपने हथियारों पर घमंड करते थे आज वो मलबे के ढेर में दबे हुए हैं
Earlier during the public function at Palana in Bikaner, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees. Among these, the Prime Minister inaugurated 103 redeveloped Amrit stations spread across 86 districts in 18 states and union territories and developed a cost of over 1,100 crore rupees. India today reiterated its position that any India-Pakistan engagement has to be bilateral. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, talks and terror cannot go together. He added that New Delhi is open to discussing the handing over to India of noted terrorists whose list was provided to Pakistan some years ago.
भारत पाकिस्तान का जो भी एंगेजमेंट होगा वो द्विपक्षीय तरीके से ही होगा वार्ता और आतंकवाद दोनों साथ में नहीं चल सकता है जहां तक आतंकवाद का सवाल है हम ये बात करने के लिए तैयार हैं लेकिन जो बातचीत होगी इस पे होगी कि भारत ने जो एक लिस्ट दिया था पाकिस्तान को कुछ साल पहले उस लिस्ट में कई एक टेररिस्ट थे उनको कब वो भारत को हवाले कर रहे हैं इस बात पे बात होगी
Replying to another query, the spokesperson said India expects Turkey to strongly urge Pakistan to end its support to cross-border terrorism and take credible and verifiable actions against the terror ecosystem it has harbored for decades. He said relations are built on the basis of sensitivities to each other's concerns. The spokesperson also said that National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and the Chinese Foreign Minister and Special Representative on Boundary Issue Wang Yi had spoken to each other on the 10th of May. He said the NSA conveyed India's resolute stance against cross-border terrorism emanating from Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today asserted that cessation of firing and military action during Operation Sindoor was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. In an interview with a Netherlands-based broadcaster, Dr. Jaishankar said that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to him, while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance talked to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, highlighting that it is natural that nations call up amid conflict between two nations. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in the forest area of Singapura Chattur in Kishtwar district in the morning today. As per reports, contact was established with terrorists after a joint team of police and army launched a cordon and search operation in forest area between Shari and Mandral Dhok area on the specific input. A fierce gunfight is continuing. One army jawan lost his life in the operation. Two to three terrorists are believed to be trapped in the woods. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed shock over the killing of two staff members of the Israeli embassy in the U.S. capital. He has ordered the reinforcement of security at Israel's missions worldwide following the attack. At least two staff members of the Israeli embassy were shot dead this morning near the Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., where the American Jewish Committee was hosting an event. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of South Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra and coastal Karnataka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.